stuff like that out of there.
Anything up there on the agenda, Dave, that we need amended?
Yes, I do have one change. Under Mr. Locate's possible rental MPHU program, we would like to defer on that. Mr. Locate says had an illness and was unavailable to be here today.
Okay. Gentlemen, motion, please.
Make a motion to approve the amended agenda for April the 22nd.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept the agenda as amended. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. You have minutes of 4-1-08, April the 1st, in printed form. Any corrections or additions?
Make a motion to approve the minutes of April 1.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes in printed form. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Correspondence, Jim?
We have one item, a letter from the Laurel Public Library thanking council for providing them with money that assisted them in replacing the sign for the public library.
Any other correspondence from any other council? Being none, Dave? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. The first item we have is an update regarding the county website, and our information technology department has been working over the last few months on making changes to the county website to make it more user-friendly and accessible for the public. This project was completed last Tuesday on April 22nd, and was the new website was established on our server then. And as you can notice, as you can see here, it has changed. There's the home page, and Mr. Sparpaglione will explain it. But with us today is Eddie Sparpaglione and Patty Larian. Patty's done a lot of work on this, and Eddie also. They would like to explain, just give an overview of some of the things that are on the website and that are available on our website. And go out, turn it over to you, Eddie.
Good morning. As you can see, we have a fresh new look and feel for the web. A lot of what we did was to try and focus our efforts on making the information that residents use, see, or need more available and accessible. Most of you all know how to get a building permit, what you need to do for building licenses, or licenses for businesses even. We've tried to organize everything as best we can under these nice little tabs up at the top. If I were a resident and I wanted to know something about emergency medical services, I could click on that and get all of the information that I need or might need. As you can see, there's a list of items on the left-hand side. If I were looking for tax information, this is an area of our site that's used very extensively for both the real estate as well as the other constituents. I can find information about the parcels, the 158,000 parcels that we have, and all of the tax bills. If I wanted to search for tax records, I could simply click right here. We've added a couple search options. You could search by the name, as always, the district map and parcel, or even the billing address, as well as the property description. If I know, for example, the parcel is within a certain subdivision, most of the property descriptions contain that subdivision name, and I could find it that way. For a quick demo, I'll do a name search. It's going to ask me to accept some conditions saying that the information provided is for reference only and not guaranteed to be correct because it is the internet. I'll accept those, and I'll do a quick little search here.
It's because the county put it together.
And,
can you spell it?
Actually, I don't even have to spell my whole last name. In searching, as with a lot of things like Google, less information gives you more results. I'll do a quick search. I only got two.
That's how county council works.
I only got two results, as you can see, the first one being my property taxes. If I click on that, you'll see a brief description, as well as lots of other things. One of the biggest complaints that we got was some people said, hey, I can't read that. You can adjust the font size on the fly. Hey, can you read that better? A lot of people really like that feature.
Does it have, you know, one thing, the zoning?
Sure.
Where is the zoning on that?
Land use, residential, single dwelling, and lot.
Okay, but residential could be AR1, MR.
What's the classification of zoning?
Where do you
that would be...
I don't know that that's... in...
It's not a part of this.
I've had a couple issue, or people have just said that, you know, they never know. Then they have to go somewhere else to find that information.
They got a Richard Johnson, they say.
Yes. More information will be made available. We're actually working right now to...
Could you make a note of that? Because that would be something I think everybody should know. Somebody could look up... A lot of people don't even know what their zoning is.
Could we add that category under land?
Yes, we can add that right here. We can work to do that, as well as we're working on currently adding the last sales data to tell you what the property sold for, as it is of public record.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Continuing on this, you can look at the payment status, and I can click on the details of my last tax bill and kind of get a brief overview of where my tax dollars go. Of my $1,100 bill, approximately 1,005 of it went to the school district.
And how many children do you have?
Two.
Good.
But anyhow.
You're paying your share.
I'm paying my share, yes.
Right.
One of the other informational pieces that we put on here was council district. If I click on this, I will receive a map representation of the various council districts, and you'll see that I'm in District 2, and the Honorable Mr. Finley Jones is my representative. If I wanted to contact him, I could click right here and send him an email.
Well, don't show that to Dan Kramer.
On school taxes, we have a nice little representation of the various school districts, and you'll see that the highlighted school district is Indian River. That is the school district that I'm in. Lots and lots of information.
How many children are by choice and not by choice?
No.
No.
Lots of details, but we don't have a lot to do with that. When we look at that, that's an ideal, point of information. A lot of people think senior centers, okay. You can go here and click on that, and we've tried to list as many as we can. By no means are we going to say this is 100% accurate, but we do our best, and literally every day information is added, changed, or updated on this site.
So it's easy to do that, to make the changes as we go.
Yes. Any request you have for changes or more information, simply send myself an email or Patty. We'll be very happy to get that updated. One of the most popular features that we have on our website, besides the tax information, is the audio archive. As you can see, I clicked on online services, and we have quite a few that we offer. Public notices, our ordinances is another popular one. You can see all of the proposed, pending, and acted upon ordinances for this year, as well as prior years, all the way back to 2005.
And just for your information, if you scroll down on that list, that started in December 2005, and there's 12 zoning ordinances there that were approved, just for information.
So when somebody wants to find out what today's agenda is.
Sure.
That's easy. They would just go to...
Actually, I'm going to show you a new feature that we added to our main site just for that purpose. A lot of people say, okay, how do I find the agenda for today? At the bottom of the page, you'll see that there is a nice calendar showing you the upcoming events. On April 24th, there was a planning and zoning meeting. April 29th, there's a council meeting. Let's look at today, April 22nd. We'll click on that day, and there it is, County Council meeting schedule. Well, let's look at the agenda. Here it is.
Okay. Because a lot of times they want to get to that at the last minute real quick, and so it's easy to find.
Easy to find, easy to navigate.
I would rather see it maybe.
It's multiple places. It's right up here as well. It's on here as well.
Okay. All right.
It's about five different places.
Okay.
It's on here as well. Our audio archive, like I was saying, we have over 2 years worth of audio recordings of every single meeting you guys have held in this chambers for both.
Jones, you better start editing those.
You don't give them
back. People, the history will be back looking at listening to your comments.
Back, remember that?
They'll be dang happy to hear me, too.
They can make heads or tails of what you're saying.
You know how rude to talk. Gosh.
A couple of other things, Chip Guy, Public Information Officer. One thing that Eddie and Patty have worked really hard to add into the site, I often get a number of phone calls from constituents who are looking for certain resources that may not be county-provided services, business license, death certificate, birth certificate, barking dog complaints. What we've tried to do is even put tabs or links to those services, whether they're provided by the state or some other agency. We've tried to put those in the strip up here at the top, health, for instance, or go to business licenses. That's one we did this morning. If you're doing business in the county, it explains here that business licenses are required for all businesses in the state. The county government does not issue business licenses. However, they're issued through both the Delaware Division of Revenue and the local municipalities, and then it gives links for where you can go to get that information. So it's sort of the site is also playing traffic cop in a sense to help shuttle people along and get them in the right direction.
Can somebody email in or somehow contact the county for a violation or our inspectors, you know, enforcement is such an issue in this county and people are concerned about it. Have we done anything with this website to enhance our enforcement and communication? So
we have not, as of yet, done any report of violation or anything of that nature. However, we do have contact information for every single department, as well as contact information on the main page. One of the things in the upper right-hand corner, we feature our address as well as phone number for the county. If you are looking for the departments, if you click on government departments or resident departments or any other ways, you'll see that all of the department heads are listed as well as phone number and fax number. You click on a name, you're going to send them an email directly. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. They go right on through. We have done a number of things to try and make contact and communication paramount. A lot of times you go to a website and the first thing that you go look for is, how do I call somebody? We wanted to make that as easy as possible.
Right, but I just think the general public, a lot of times, who are not real familiar with the sites, many sites, right, and they would go in here and they say, you know, I want to complain, I want to report a violation.
Report a violation.
Right. I know DNREC, and yes, a lot of these agencies have, you know, an area where to report violations, either call an 800 number or something. We should have that at the county level because there's, and then it could maybe once go to that one central reporting area, then it would go to different places.
We could put something on the home.
I'm just trying to make this user friendly and.
Well, we get email every day. I mean that. Yeah. But if you want to complain.
No, I don't.
I see what you're saying. I have just a complaint.
Centralized.
Yeah. There ought to be a place on that website where somebody report a violation. It could just be to report a violation, go here, and then once whoever receives those violations, then could direct it to the.
We'll have it go to Jackie's desk. Give her something to do.
Well, whatever. I don't care. But I just think it would be, it's something I think at this point we should be doing.
We will take that, and I will add that to the list, and we will review that and get that done.
Because people call me up and they go, you know, well, have you called the county? And they don't know who to call.
Right. That's oftentimes a complaint, and that was one of the goals in designing the site, is to put as much information out there.
Maybe just to report a violation, it could be any kind. Instead of having to know what department you're in, just to report a violation.
To report a problem or a concern.
Or, right.
Then we could forward it to the appropriate department.
Yes.
Yeah, then once it would come in, we would figure out where it's supposed to go.
Okay.
Is there a place on there where a member of the public can make a comment or a complaint or ask a question about the website or what could be?
Yes. If you go anywhere, there's always a contact us button. If you click on that, contact us, that general information, the website, and county offices can be found here. General information requests are directed at this time to Chip. Anything with the website is directed to myself or Patty, and we're both listed right here. We try to make it as easy as possible for anybody to get up with us. We respond to complaints, questions, or problems even on the weekend.
I can tell you personally, anecdotally speaking,
You're on call weekends, are you, Pat?
Well, she doesn't answer her email, but, you know, Chip does.
I certainly get a number of emails, and I get telephone calls from the public, and they're not always local calls. They're coming from elsewhere.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I understand what Mr. Cole's saying, but setting up a special folder or file or account just to receive complaints, I mean, they don't have any problem getting our email. I mean, we're all, you know, there. All the department heads are there.
I don't think it's. I think a complaint should maybe not have to come to the elected official. I can't believe the senators are getting these minor complaints. If they have people have a complaint with DNREC, they have a way to go to DNREC. If they have a complaint with DLDOT, they have a way to go. And I'm just thinking that they ought to go to the department and let it get. It may be something easy that can be dealt with. And I'm just thinking we ought to have a if we don't want to do it at each department or just do it one general spot and then let it, you know, chip or whoever would, you know, figure out. But I just think it just helps the public and the county, you know, communicate.
Well, they have plenty of access to our emails, department heads, you know, and I get them not quite daily, but two or three a week, people that not even in my district that go on the internet and the website and get my email and shoot one to all of us, you know.
Well,
so and we're accessible. They can get up with us. They need us.
And no, picking on county council, showing you here, we're actually adding even more information. Like county council as a general is right here. If I wanted information about Mr. Dukes, click on that. Thoughts about Sussex County, a nice picture, email him, and some information, as well as a phone number. And Mr. Jones, you didn't get away without yours, too. As well as Mr. Rogers and Mr. Cole and Mr. Phillips.
There's a gold one there, Cole.
All I pass out are old pictures.
But we list contact information in a little bit about each one of you. If you guys would like to put more of a bio there, I'd be happy to work with you on getting that up there.
Now you said less is more.
That's less right. is more.
Just remember that.
I think you do a fine job with it.
Okay.
We don't need too much.
If you have any questions, I'd be happy to address them.
They make up things if they don't hear it.
I will say that this is the result of a lot of work from myself as well as Patty. Patty has spent a great deal of time working on this, as well as all of the departments. We've worked very closely with data processing on getting the information for the tax records, the mapping department, and making advancements there. So.
Did Mr.
Thank
Guy
you,
help at all?
And Chip Guy did too. He was he was our second set of eyes to tell us what we missed.
Because I know I had talked to Chip about it, and he said, you know, it was getting a little cluttered because we kept dumping.
A lot going on the front page.
When you're putting this mass quantity of information together and trying to make it as accessible and easy to navigate as possible, you really do need more than one person looking at it. And it takes all of us to find stuff, and we're still finding stuff.
It's like Eddie said earlier, we'll also be adding things. I mean, this will evolve over time. Councilman Phillips, you asked a question last week about the county profile, and I was under the impression it was on the website. It was not on the website. We've added a link under residents, visitors, and I think business for the Sussex County profile, and it'll take you directly to the digital version of the profile. Also, the newsletter that I spoke of last week is now available online. We're today should be receiving the printed version, and the digital version is here online, available for the public to download. Takes a second to download. But.
Anyhow, again, Patty did quite a job on this. So, thank you, gentlemen.
Questions?
Appreciate your time.
No. Eddie, I appreciate it. Thank you much, Chip. Thank you very much. Oh, there it is. That's cool.
Thank everyone again for all their help.
Dave?
The next item is the county administrator's report, and first item is South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility Award nomination. We are pleased to announce that the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility has been nominated by the United States EPA for the United States EPA Operations and Maintenance Excellence Award. The State of Delaware, DENRAC, DELTEC, and Golden Associates sent letters of recommendation to the EPA on behalf of the facilities. On May 1st, recognition and nomination will be awarded to the county at the 2007 Operator of the Year Award Ceremony. We'd particularly like to thank the county employees at South Coastal Wastewater Facility for their outstanding efforts that have resulted in recognition of this important award. Constable Mobile Home Demolition Program. As part of the constable's activities, 13 manufactured homes have been demolished and properties cleaned up as a result of active intervention by the county constables. Property owners who are unable to afford to clean up their properties have been enlisted to make monthly payments to reimburse the county for the cost incurred. We'd like to congratulate and thank the Constable's Office for their attention to this matter. And then last, the land use plan update public hearing tonight on April 22nd at 6 p.m. A public hearing will be held by the Sussex County Council regarding the draft land use plan update. The hearing will be held at the Cheer Center on Sand Hill Road and Route 9 in Georgetown. Thank you.
I'm having dinner at Logan Steak.
Questions, Mr. Baker?
Sure.
Al, good morning. That's
Mr. President, members of Council, this morning we have one wastewater agreement for your consideration. It's Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 844-1. In this particular case, the developer is Mr. Frank Capano from Newark, Delaware, and the location we're considering is the town of Oceanview, County Road 84, and County Road 368. This will be part of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving 77 condo units and 7 single-family lots. The total connection service charges will be $188,048. We have approvals from our engineering department as well as from DENREC, and we're expecting 30 days of construction, with a construction administration and construction inspection costs totaling $26,898.15. The proposed construction cost will be $179,321. For your consideration, the motion is as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 88844-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Estates of Fairway Village, LLC, for the wastewater facilities to be constructed in Fairway Village Phase 2, located in the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Motion, gentlemen.
Make that motion.
Second.
It's moved and second that we approve agreement number 844-1. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you.
Thanks, Hal. Morning, Jim.
Morning. I have one item this morning. It's a request from Mr. Sean Carroll to assign the lease that he has for lot number 5 on our corporate hangar taxi lane to the M&C Group, Inc. This lot is one of the lots they're just about ready to move into their new 10,000 square foot hangar up there. The M&C Group is basically David Morales and Sean Carroll, and both of them are here today with their attorney, Jamie Sharp. And I'll ask them to come up in a minute here and explain to you what this is all about.
Okay.
We're about 2 years into this lease. It's dated 16th of May, 2006. It's a 30-year lease with 2 10-year options. And with this lease, the county actually has an option with those 2 options. The rent on the hangar or the lot is $9,000 a year, and they're up to date on the rent. But I do have to point out the first 24 months of the lease, there was no rent due. So
right.
It's kind of easy to be up to date on that. So rent will begin next month.
You made that motion.
The rent will begin next month in the 25th month of the lease. And then starting with year 6, there's a CPI increase for the rent. We had the 2 empty lots appraised last year on the corporate hangar taxi lane. The fair market value was in the 40 to 42 cent range. The rent on this lot is 41 and a half cents. So we're actually getting fair market value for this property. There's some insurance certificates required by the lease that, you know, since there wasn't anything sitting on the lot, we haven't really pressed the issue, but we'll make sure we have all the insurance certificates required by the lease prior to forwarding the papers for your signature.
So the terms are remaining the same? Basically.
Right. This is just an assignment from Sean Carroll to M&C Group.
And we don't own these buildings. We don't maintain these buildings?
No. We own the property. It's a land lease. They own the property or the improvements.
Okay.
Use of the property is limited to active aviation purposes only. There's no storage of non-aviation related equipment and so on. But I'd like to have Mr. Carroll and Morales come up and introduce themselves. And
Is it one down toward the other end?
This is the one behind Sussex Aero Maintenance.
Oh, okay.
Talked about last week.
Good morning.
Hey, how you guys been?
Morning.
Excellent.
Did you want to give your name?
Oh, I'm sorry, Sean Carroll.
Dave Morales.
Right.
I'm Jamie Sharp with Warren Rudd.
Well, what do we? Why are they up here? They're going to tell us what they just what they're going to do.
You're going to spark a plane.
Well, this can you explain how this will help you with your project? Well,
basically, I'm also the vice president of the museum over there, and we've done the Wings and Wheels, which we've had thousands of people coming through. And when we initially signed this lease, or I did with Steve Mastin as the airport manager, I let him know once we were getting closer to this project, we were going to put in a corporation name to protect me. We got a slip and fall or whatever. We actually had returns day in my hangar, the old hangar. So it's more of a liability to protect me, make sure, God forbid, I don't need guys like him.
You're that bad.
That's it, man.
Fantastic. I'm glad to see it's done, Tommy. You're just about there, right? At least the last time I was out, anyway.
Had a full head of hair when I started.
Almost done.
I understand. Any other questions, gentlemen?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for your time.
And if you're ready, I'll read the motion.
Please.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize the assignment of the agreement of lease for lot C5 at the Sussex County Airport with Sean Carroll, dated May 16, 2006, to M&C Group, Inc.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded that we approve the lease as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Roger?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Thanks, Jim. Brad? Nope, there you are. I didn't see you come in. Morning, Brad.
Not with us?
Yeah, Jim. Yeah, Bill's. Yeah, you missed that part.
Okay. Good morning. I wanted to review quickly with you the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer Project, and I have the balancing change order as part of the discussion for the Miller Creek Phase B. Miller Creek Phase B started in March of 2007. It was completed construction in December of 2007, and connections began to the system in January of 2008. We have, it is a successful project for us. We are in the process of connecting folks there now, and we are cleaning up some paperwork with the contractor as we speak, and one of the items in that closeout process is the balancing change order for the project. And I have details of that for review if there were any questions or a motion for the balancing change order, which is a credit, by the way.
We like that. Very new. Just read the motion and be fine, Brad.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultants, Whitman Recwart, LLP, that the change order number one for Sussex County project number 0601B, Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District with American Paving Corporation, be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $57,690.44, excuse me, for a new contract total of $2,971,290.76, contingent upon receipt of the approval of the funding agencies.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
We moved and second that we approve the change order as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Thanks,
Thank
Brad.
You.